Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Zelensky recently described Putin's denazification of Ukraine as laughable, and the brainwashed flock of the mainstream media certainly must agree. They have been told that Nazis wave the American flag and vote Republican, and the brainwashed flock always believe what they are told. But those of us still cleaving to our sanity remember that Nazis were members of Hitler's National Socialist Party from the 1930s and 40s. And not only were there thousands of Nazis in Western Ukraine back then, it is still a big part of their national pride. Nazi war criminal Stepan Bandera is a national hero, and there are actual Nazi organizations still thriving in Ukraine, including the Azov Regiment, which is now a part of Ukraine's armed forces. The Nazification of Ukraine is well documented and easily verified, as is the Nazification of America. During the 1930s, there were many notable Americans who supported the Nazis, such as Prescott Bush, Henry Ford, and Fred Koch. Banks such as J.P. Morgan and Chase Manhattan. Companies such as General Motors, Standard Oil, Shell, and IBM. Major General Smedley Butler of the U.S. Marines was asked by these powerful entities to help them install National Socialism in the United States.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
And when that plan failed, war broke out in Europe with the support of the banks and these American corporate entities. After World War II, only about a dozen were brought to justice at the Nuremberg trials. The Catholic Church and the Vatican helped thousands of Nazis evade capture via the rat lines, which brought them mostly to South America, where they built an entire town in Argentina. In Operation Paperclip, the United States secretly absorbed thousands of Nazis into the U.S. government, where they led the NASA space program and helped pioneer the military-industrial complex as well as Big Pharma. Many believe that being a Nazi is synonymous with being anti-Jewish, which may have been true in 1930s Germany, but it's complicated. Many high-ranking Nazis themselves, including Adolf Hitler, were Ashkenazi Jews, who can be traced back to the notorious Khazars, who mysteriously mass-converted to Judaism about 1,300 years ago in the region now known as Ukraine. Ashkenazi Jews ran the political Zionist movement in Germany, and for several years, the Zionists were the only political party allowed to operate inside Germany by the Nazis. Both the Zionists and the Nazis wanted their own ethnically pure state. And for years before their final solution, the Nazis helped the Zionists in their efforts to establish the State of Israel within Palestine. It was far more complicated than mere racial hatred. Nazism can best be described as fascism, and fascism is godlessness. The word Nazi is a made-up slur, but the word fascist can be clearly defined. It stems from the Latin word fasces, which is a bundle of sticks banded together to form a deadly weapon, an old-school meme that represents the deadly power of an organized mob, a gang. When men lack a personal relationship with God, they inevitably band together out of fear. Submitting to the strong man for a small taste of dominance, they become just another beast in the jungle. And today, we can clearly see this fascist mentality in all of these godless groups. The woke, the Satanists, the transhumanists, and the genocidal mass murderers of the Great Reset are all merging together into one giant fasces. Godless men and women banded together out of fear. Fascists serving the strong man. Spiritually speaking, these are the weakest among us, And so far, we are allowing them to destroy everything. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give? Odds are you won't like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen by the merciless eye?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here live in studio. Owen Troyer filling in for Alex Jones. And my next guest is Josh Lekach. Am I pronouncing that right?
It doesn't matter. Lekach, Lekach, it doesn't matter.
Lekach, Lekach. The point is, he's with us in studio, and he's a new victim of the authoritarian, totalitarian Democrat Party censorship. And there's no knowing for sure. He goes on InfoWars the other day. Immediately after that, they ban him. Is it directly because he went on InfoWars? We'll never know for sure. I'm sure it had something to do with it. But it's just the ongoing censorship. And so it's the same old story. They tell you you're guilty of hate speech, but they don't actually tell you what hate speech you're guilty of. So just talk about what it's been like, because, and you don't have to get too much into personal information, but you fund yourself with Patreon.
Yeah.
You're an independent show host of Wrong Opinion. You've got a newborn baby that you just had. You're supporting that and your wife, and then boom, they pull the rug out from under you.
Yeah, they get you in the best time possible to make you basically a slave to the system. You know, they want you completely demoralized. They want you to bend the knee, and they want you to stop what you're doing and stop what you're talking about. But this invigorated me. I mean, I'm stronger than ever. Although I have to rebuild something from nothing, I can rebuild something from nothing. These people don't know how to build anything. All they know how to do is have that HR mindset that is about tearing down anything of value. They don't know what value looks like.
So, well, and you just said it right there. They're talking about their whole build back better thing. They can't build crap. They can't build squat. They just want to destroy and then build their kingdom off of our ashes, off of our rubble. We're actually doing things to build back better. We had to build back better here. We had to build Band.video. You're having to build back better. Whenever you come out on the other side of this, you're going to be better. So it's really us that are building back better. Maybe we should be the ones running the government.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're the best at building something from nothing. But the whole point of their agenda is to create serfdom, a new class of people that we thought was from the, you know, stuck in the past, and we had something completely new and better, you know.
Like, hey, it's the Industrial Revolution now, the middle class, and everybody can have prosperity and upward mobility.
Yeah, they don't want that though. So they're all fine. They're all fine on the top. But it might be penny wise, dollar stupid, because it might come back and hurt them later on in the future. And the thing is that this is just making us stronger. The people who don't quit are stronger than anyone.
Yeah.
Any one of these people.
Well, here's what I realized. I have friends and family, and I'm sure you're a popular guy. I'm a pretty popular guy. And I have friends and family that really don't care about my politics or don't like my politics. But when they hear or they learn about the political persecution I'm under, the censorship that I face, they're stunned. They can't believe that this is going on in America, and you just become an example of reality, and they kind of look at themselves and they say, huh, maybe I am not fully aware of what's going on in my country right now. Maybe I'm not fully aware of the corruption in my country right now. I may not agree with Owen's politics, but this isn't right what's being done to him. I would imagine a similar thing has happened to you now.
Yeah, everyone is asleep at the wheel. And they're very comfortable. The notion, the World Economic Forum notion of you'll own nothing and be happy is correct. They are, it's a very evil statement, but for me, it seems to be correct. It seems like people in the United States are going along as business as usual. And it's because they've been trained really well to ignore reality. But that's basically the whole leftist dogma. It's to ignore reality. That's why you have the whole trans swimmer thing, and people are accepting it, and introducing sex to children in school, and people thinking it's okay. It's because you they've inverted reality, and people accept it as the truth. The thing is that our side, we are objectively right, and that's not a dogmatic thing to say. We are tied to nature. These people reject nature. They reject reality, and we must keep fighting them.
And that's why they hate God. That's why they hate the creator of this universe, whether you're religious or not, folks. That's really what derives all of this. They want to kill God so that they can claim they're the creator and the in charge of this planet. They're not.
No, but that's how they act. I mean, look at big tech. Look at Google. They think they are omnipresent. They think they are God.
And that's why they're building this metaverse that I never want to go into.
I don't think that's going to succeed. I think it's ready for
you. You agree with Elon Musk?
What did he say about
that? He said that he doesn't think the world wants the metaverse, that we're going to reject it.
Yeah, I think he's correct. I still don't really trust him fully.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying with this opinion, though.
Yeah, with that, I think he's absolutely right. I'm
never going to strap a freaking whatever to my head.
No, but you know what? They are strapping those to kids, and they are strapping masks to their faces, so it's basically training. That's what they're doing. They're training people to strap these foreign objects on their face that blind them of reality.
It's the face sucker from Alien analogy, where you just become something else entirely. By the way, I remember growing up as a kid, and just so people can kind of have an age reference, I'm not sure how old you are, Josh. I'm 32. I remember growing up as a kid, and we still had, you know, we had the box TVs, right?
Right.
Most average U.S. homes probably had about 28, 32-inch box screen TV, whatever, when I was a kid. And it was well known, and your parents knew this, you don't sit in front of the TV. It's bad for your eyes. It's bad for your brain. Now we take this TV and we just glue it right to the front of your forehead. It's like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, I'm plugged into my phone all day long because for my show, what we do, you know, I kind of have to be. And I realize that when I try to look out into the horizon, I'm like, my vision is getting worse. And I just had eye surgery a couple of years ago. My vision's getting worse. And yeah, you're absolutely right. They're training people to put these things on their faces, on their eyes. And I'm very curious to see what humans will look like in 100 years from now with this sort of
getting closer to the Wall-E situation.
It really is going to be that. And I mean, with the change in diet, the fake meats and the screens to your face.
But here's kind of what I see happening. If this is left untouched, it can play out organically. What you're going to see is, and it's mostly going to be, it will be on political lines. It's just the truth. The political left in America falls for all the BS. And what I think you're going to see is the political left in America are all going to be either fat and unhappy,
mm-hmm.
or extremely malnourished and unhappy. Either way, it's going to be ugly looking, malnourished, fat, disgusting people that you can just see are unhealthy. And then you're going to have, you know, say, right-wingers or conservatives or whatever, and we're going to be the healthy-looking ones. We're going to have eyes that you still see a light in them. There's going to be a glow in the skin. You're going to be in good shape. I mean, I think you're really 10 to 20 years removed from, you can just tell what someone's politics are just by looking at them. You're really almost there.
We're there right now. Look, the trick is, you guys, make as many babies as possible. Make them as strong as possible. And yes, the future is going to be very hard. It's going to be very hard to navigate, but that's going to make them that much more savvy. And you're going to be able to be happy about your offspring in a world of unhappy, fat, ugly people. And look, yes, we are being replaced. Our borders are open, wide open. We all know that. But we still have to wake up every day and we still have to fight.
See, there's certain laws of nature that the left is trying to override. They're not going to be able to. For example, and hey, you know what? Life is not fair, okay? Life is not fair. But there are certain things that have always been present in human culture and that will remain in human civilization as long as we're still human. And that's that there's certain traits that are going to be, it's like they write stories about how attractive people have a better success and make more money. That's not going to change. People that are in shape, people that are attractive, and you can get more attractive. You just got to be healthy, eat the right things, exercise. Taller men usually end up in positions of power. Women with certain physical characteristics and traits usually end up in better situations. I mean, these are just the laws of nature. Doesn't mean it's good or bad. That's just the fact of life. But these people want to override all of it with their butchered faces and their butchered hair and their butchered bodies to try to override the laws of nature. So, yeah, you have kids that are healthy, that are in shape, that are smart. They're going to have the next, they're going to win in the next world that we're in unless humanity is just erased.
Yeah, rejecting nature is rejecting God, and you can't fight God. It's impossible to try to fight God and win. And that's what they're doing every day. They're doing that. And we see it. And the mask is off. We see that this is exactly what they're doing. And they're training people. They're training billions of people to act that way. It's going to backfire. It's not going to work. So all you have to do is be as strong as possible, be as happy as possible, and be as fit as possible.
Josh Lekich is with us in studio. WrongOpinion.net is where you can go to follow him now that he's joined the crowd of the banned individuals. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back in studio here with Josh Lekich, and I'm butchering the name, but he said it's okay.
It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Forgive and forget. And we're just discussing this age of censorship, but I want to get back to something we were discussing in the last subject you brought up. Own nothing and be happy. To me, that's a hyperbolic statement, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I don't believe that's the case. I'll never forget. And hey, you know what? People can say this is a bad thing about our culture or a good thing about our culture. That's fine to have the debate. But I'll never forget an old roommate of mine that I was living with, and I was dating this girl from Brazil at the time. They have a much different culture there, especially when it comes to, you know, working hours and, yeah, you know, how much you put into your career. And hey, that's okay. Different cultures, different ways of life. That's great. Move around the planet. And she asked one time my friend, because me and my roommate were like the same way, like constantly on the go, constantly working, like 15 hours a day, like rarely any time sitting around. And one day she asked my friend, she was kind of like shrugging because it was like the same thing. And she was like, why? She's like, why do you work so much? Like, why are you always working and running around? And he kind of laughed and goes, because this is America, baby. and it was such a perfect encapsulation, because I will not be happy if I own nothing. And it's not about owning things and possessing things like that's my identity. It's about I want to feel accomplished. I get endorphins. Like, I get high out of accomplishing things. It's not that my possessions are my personality. It's like I like that. That's part of our culture. That's rugged individualism. That's building prosperity in nations. I'm not going to be happy if I don't own anything. I'm not going to be happy if I'm sitting around in a pot eating bugs all day. That sounds like misery to me.
They're training people, though, and it is working, because I know that these people exist. I lived in Los Angeles for 11 years, and I mean, that's where I met my wife.
Oh, Lord.
But she's amazing. So, you know, I
11 years, you did it.
I did it.
It's like prison time, maybe.
But the thing is, it got noticeably worse every year. As every year passed, it got noticeably worse, and the people became more zombified. We are a society right now of consumers. We don't create things. I mean, very few people right now are encouraged to create things. It's, what are you consuming? I have a friend on I mean, he's not a friend anymore, but I'm obsessed with watching his Instagram stories, because it's just consume, consume, consume. He will watch the thing he's supposed to watch, whatever day it is, and he will tag famous people. Like, congratulations, Sean Penn. Sean Penn doesn't know you. Why are you congratulating Sean Penn?
Or care.
Yeah, or care. But that's the thing. That's where people derive their personality from. They don't cultivate anything. They consume.
That's like that study that just came out that said people that are obsessed with Hollywood celebrity culture have lower IQs. I remember Will Smith a few years ago saying that, I forget who asked him this, but he basically said, why does anybody care what somebody they've never met, never will meet, and will never know your name, why do you care what they think about you? And that was basically him saying, why do you care about my life? Why are you so obsessed with Will Smith? I don't care about you.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. That's just what it's become. It used to be kind of segregated, you know, into certain small enclaves within society, but it's literally everyone has adopted that, and I think it's because of the advent of social media. Everyone sees themselves as the main movie, the main character of their movie. Everyone thinks that this is a movie, this is all, but this is reality, and you're just not experiencing it.
And you're living your life vicariously through this synthetic world that doesn't even actually exist. They want you to dive headlong into it, or you're living your life vicariously through your favorite celebrity, and you've bought into this notion that you're never going to make it, you're never going to accomplish anything, so I might as well just follow the celebrity. That makes me feel good, when ultimately that's the biggest downer, that's the biggest depression factor that you could probably voluntarily induce yourself into.
Everything that is real, they try to discourage you from adopting that into your life. I mean, just look at any piece of media for the last 20 years or 30 years. The father is a complete idiot. Having kids is going to destroy your life. You're never going to have a social life anymore. And I think of my social life in my 20s as just a waste of time. You know, you're just hanging out the worst of the worst types of people.
Yeah, you get over going to the bar scene or whatever, you know. So yeah. Your social life is your family.
Exactly. And you're hanging out with the world's best people and for yourself, you know. But they don't want that. They don't want that for you. They want you alone and isolated. Look, I mean, like banning me from Patreon, that's what they want you to feel one way or another. They're going to want you to feel alone and isolated. They're going to want you to feel like the minority in your own country when, you know, even though the borders are still open, we are the majority. We have to stop being the silent majority. We need to be the loud majority, but we are the majority.
And you know, that's honestly the biggest problem with the American right or conservatives. And I don't even know what the solution is. You can't herd cats, as they say. But the right has never really been unified on anything. I mean, we don't unify. We don't have big press conferences together. We don't do big narrative pushes.
No, we must reject Nick Fuentes, they say.
Yeah. Okay. And so half the people do, half the people don't. Right. And then that becomes a polarizing thing.
Because he said something bad online. I say bad things online every day. Like, who cares?
What happened to, like, I mean, Howard Stern became famous because he was such a rude a-hole.
He pretends like his origins never happened. He pretends like the first 30 years of his.
Yeah, he never did the movie Private Parts about how he came up in media.
That was not in our. That was in the multiverse. That was in a different universe, yeah. Alternate universe, not in ours. He didn't do that. He's always been virtuous.
And you know, here's what I think it is for most of the deranged liberal left. It's honestly just laziness. I mean, the Bible talks about how, you know, being lazy is a sin. And that's really what it is to me. It's really just laziness. Yeah, you know what? Josh working and doing a show and doing his own thing and then raising a family. Yeah, that's tough. That's hard work. It's rewarding. And I think that's why they're so obsessed with, let's love fat people and let's not body shame and all of this stuff. No, maybe we should be body shaming out of love and support to say, hey, you're going a really bad direction here with your health. Here's the story I was talking about. MSNBC, why the far right is really into fitness.
When was that? When was that published?
Let me see if I can get the date on
but
here.
But they always put out articles like that.
You guys pull up this story. I don't have a date on this.
They also encourage people to masturbate. And watch porn.
Or become a prostitute.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, a horrible addiction.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. It's all tied to the same thing. They want you alone. They don't want you to have any meaningful interaction with anyone. I mean, that's what the lockdowns were. It was a social experiment to see if people would comply and would separate entirely from people. And people to this day are still complying with that.
Here it is right here. This is actually published yesterday morning.
And they keep
changing the headline there, by the way. When I printed it, the headline was Why the Far Right is Really into Fitness. Now the main headline says Pandemic Fitness Trends Have Gone Extreme. Literally, subheadline, White Supremacists' Latest Scheme to Valorize Violence and Hypermasculinity Has Gone Digital. So, if you want to be in good shape and you want to have muscle tone, you're a white supremacist and you're violent now.
Yeah, I actually think violence is good if the good people do it. Conservatives.
Yeah, I'm violently bench pressing 300 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, look, conservatives have been too passive and too nice. They turn the other cheek. They think that if only they'll be left alone, people will be nice. You know, if they separate themselves from culture and society, people will be nice to them.
Just leave me alone.
They want you dead. Look, taking away my income is them wanting to kill me and kill my family, and I'm not exaggerating because this is literally how I support my family.
No, it's a death cult.
That's what they do.
We got to take a break. Let's finish up this conversation on the other side because that's what it is. It's a death cult. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to have a healthy diet. They hate you and want you dead. It's this weird suicide pact the left wants you to sign on to. No thanks, I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen.
up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And we've got the host of Wrong Opinion on with us. He's dealing with the censorship now, Josh Lekich. And you can follow him. WrongOpinion.net is the best place to go to follow his stuff because he's getting banned everywhere right now. It doesn't surprise me, though, when you talk about real issues and you talk the truth and you say women are women, that's the kind of thing that gets you banned these days, folks, is saying that women are women.
You can't say that. That's controversial.
Yeah, don't judge my gender just because I have a penis and an Adam's apple and a beard.
Yeah, you can't do that.
How dare you?
But, I mean, I kind of like the Leah Thomas thing because he's not even trying to sound like a woman.
So you know what?
I'm going to like it. I think it's funny.
I'm going to make a prediction and hope that, because sometimes I don't like making predictions because I'm afraid it could alter history and I'd rather just see things play out.
Yeah.
But I will make a prediction, or I'll hope, let's say, that as soon as Leah Thomas is done swimming as an NCAA athlete, goes back to being Will Thomas.
Absolutely. He's going to get married and have kids and teach.
Still has a penis.
Oh, well, yeah. And he's still dating women. You know that, right? I mean, in that interview with SportsCenter, he sounded that was a dude. That was a dude from Santa Barbara.
Oh, Leah Thomas, the new NCAA female champion.
Yeah, it's a real honor to be up here swimming against my fellow women.
I think he's trolling, and I think that it helps our cause. I'm not kidding. So all the conservatives
are outraged.
I'm like, no, he's helping us.
I tend to agree. Like, the obvious instinctual reaction is, this is ridiculous, this is obscene, this should not be going on. But it does need to reach, there has to be a point in this timeline, and I don't know if it is Leah Thomas doing this or not, but there has to be a point in this timeline where men are going to intentionally go into sports as women just to prove a point.
They have to.
It's inevitable. I don't know if that's Leah Thomas now, but it will be Leah Thomas in the future.
No, I think that they have to do that because I think the only way we can really win is use their rules that they create and just, to our advantage. I think we should do that.
See, there's always people that are willing to put themselves out there.
It's embarrassing.
To show an example.
Like, it is embarrassing. And if that's what Leah Thomas is doing, then, I think that's hilarious. You know what's funny is that conservatives draw the line with women swimming, but not Dave Rubin making two babies from...
Yeah, that was an interesting thing to follow. I'm going to withhold comment on that one.
Okay, yeah. I like Dave Rubin. He's a good guy. That's what I'm going to say.
I like Dave Rubin, too. And whatever he does in the bedroom is none of my business. But it's, it is funny to watch the mainline conservative movement. Oh, they ridicule Pete Buttigieg because him and his husband have kids.
Right.
But then, they celebrate Dave Rubin and his husband having kids. So
yeah, but the men swimming as a female, a man swimming as a female, that's where we draw the line.
I would even go as far to say that because, look, there's always people in human history that put themselves on the line to prove a point. I've done it before. I stood in the U.S. Capitol. This was long before January 6th. I stood in the U.S. Capitol with a piece of tape over my mouth to show that only one side of the political aisle gets free speech in this country, and that's the left wing. So they had 45 people out there, whatever, protesting for Trump's impeachment in the Capitol, and they were allowed to do that all day long. They were allowed to protest for Trump's impeachment, a whole group of people. Funded by the Democrat Party. I go back the next day in the exact same spot that they were in with a piece of tape over my mouth, and I get arrested. So I knew I was going to get arrested. That's me putting myself out there to prove a point. So if Leah Thomas or Will Thomas is doing all this to prove a point, I actually salute that. I'm sorry for the female victims of this, but this is what the left has done.
Yeah. By the way, that clip of you, that was an insurrection.
Probably. Me standing there with a piece of tape over my mouth.
You were trying to overthrow the United States government.
I mean,
how could you? How could you? Why am I here?
In three different legal cases now, the Democrats are trying to ban me from Washington, D.C.
Well, I'll represent you there. I'm going there tonight, so I'll represent you.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm meeting Elijah Schaefer.
You need to have like some sort of a seance or some sort of a protective bubble.
I feel like I'm not going to be allowed to go. That's my gut feeling. I don't know, especially because I'm here right now.
It really is probably the worst place in America, I would say, is D.C. right now.
Oh, it's going to have horrible energy. And I guarantee you that those people, very bad people, watch you guys. I know this for a fact. I mean, when I was on the show yesterday, then they kept plugging my Patreon. It was no coincidence I got back to the hotel after and I was completely wiped out.
Oh, I know for a fact that there are individuals that get paid just to watch my show every day and write hit pieces on me. Like, for example, you could look at a Timothy Johnson from Media Matters. Like, look, oh, I don't know who you are, Timothy, with you and your little creepy pictures on the internet and Josh Holt or Jared Holt or whatever. Like, yeah, they pay people just to watch our stuff to try to write hit pieces about us or now try to get us put in jail.
You know what's weird is that they watch you guys all day long and we haven't red-pilled them yet. How is that possible? If they watch, are they really
weird thing?
Yeah, I mean, because
there's one of my monitors right there. How about that? That guy looks sane.
They have bug eyes. They're on too many SSRIs. They're on heavy pharmaceutical. That's the thing is you can only withstand this kind of world, this kind of reality by being drugged up and also drugged up with the food. The food is just trash. It's like all these things. And that's how you can do it. That's how you'll be happy when you own nothing.
That's what it's all about is, oh, I got my pharmaceutical pill or I've got my pornography. So I feel good even though I'm a total slave. And people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, I mean, like, if I was going to side with them, even to play devil's advocate, I would say, yeah, you know what? I understand why Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab want to wipe off most of the population because they've become pretty much worthless.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that stance. I'm saying if I'm playing devil's advocate and I'm having meetings with these billionaires and they're saying, look, Owen, because they have, you know, they promote this to people. They probably brought it to Trump and they say, look, why would you want to support these people? They add nothing to civilization. They're suckers. They fall for anything. All they do is consume and give nothing to the planet. Why shouldn't we wipe them out? That's their logic.
But they don't understand that they are the people that they hate. Like, Bill Gates has man boobs. I mean, if he was jacked and he ate steaks and that's all he ate, but then he tried to, you know, he'd be a hypocrite and he'd sell, you know, like eat bugs and eat fake meats and all that, then I'd get it. But he's a product of his own creation, really.
He's a soy boy.
He is a massive soy boy.
I mean, at least Bezos, like,
oh yeah,
he plays the role of a badass bad guy.
Yeah, he's trying to get jacked.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably doing steroids or something.
Yeah, and they all have blood boys and all that, you know. But,
yeah.
Yeah, they do. They really do, though. Blood transfusions. I mean, how is Henry Kissinger still alive?
Yeah, how is...
he's still alive, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
And you look at... like, you look at the Hollywood people, too. It's like, how do they look so young when they're in their 60s? Now, we know they all have surgeries and stuff, but you know there's other stuff.
There's other stuff. We don't need to get into it.
The ambrosia.
You know. But they're sick. These people are satanic. They are sick.
All right. Here's an example of it, guys. Let's roll clip 12. Judge Jackson says, I'm not a biologist. I can't tell you what a woman is, really. Well, I mean... I'm not a professional basketball player, but I know what a hoop looks like. Or I guess I shouldn't say that. So what is a woman? The left seems to be confused. Here's more evidence of that in clip 12. Watch this.
Eight of being a girl.
Oh.
And I've gotten some messages that are saying that I need to be calling myself a woman and not a girl. And I didn't even know that some women were offended by being called girls. So that's really good to know. But for me, the word girl feels... great, because I never got to be one growing up, and it feels very able to make mistakes and growing and changing and evolving, whereas the word woman feels very strong and confident and powerful, and that still intimidates me a little bit. So I'm going to keep calling myself a girl. Hope that's okay. Love ya.
So that's a grown man promoting how he pretends to be a woman. Now, look, I don't care what that guy does in his private life. Just leave the kids out of it.
Yeah, but this is always about indoctrinating kids. By the way, I didn't know Ben Shapiro became a trend.
Oh, that kind of actually... That is a little Ben Shapiro.
Yeah,
that was
a little Ben Shapiro-y. But would you trust this person? I would love to ask the average leftist. Would you trust this person watching over your kids?
Well, you know that what they would say. They would love it.
Well, but... Oh, actually, true, because they keep offering their kids up as sacrificial lambs to, you know...
They're like, yeah, they like hold their kid up like Simba and Lion King, like,
yeah.
Mutilate my child's genitals, please.
Yeah, so actually that's not a good question. I stand corrected. But these people are absolutely insane. And, you know, I used to have that libertarian mindset of I don't care what these people do behind closed bedrooms, but behind closed doors. But that's not what it is anymore. I mean, these people are after your kids, and they are trying to normalize the abnormal. Hey, normalcy is
nature. Why they're in the classroom now and bringing in drag queen story time. Josh, thank you so much. Follow him, wrongopinion.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome in Alex Jones. Thanks, Alex, for being here.
Emerald, it's great to be here. Congratulations on your great popular show and the great work that you guys are doing in independent media, and for you never compromising or backing down. You know, these very same intelligence chiefs spied on Trump when he was in his campaign, when he was president-elect, when he was president. We knew this because we actually got documents from the DEA in 2017 showing that Trump was being spied on because they had access to the NSA database and knew that. And so we first broke that. So they lied about that. They lied about Hunter Biden's laptop, even though it was thousands of photos and videos, and they said that Trump was making it up and the Russians had basically deep faked all these videos of him smoking crack and having reported sex with underage girls. But now, oh, the New York Times says it's real, and so now we all admit, oh, well, if they say now it's real. Just incredible how much these people lie by design. It all goes back, as you were saying earlier, to Ukraine, where a lot of these leftists have been laundering billions and billions of U.S. aid money that goes to Ukraine, that goes right back into their pockets. Not just the Bidens, but the Pelosi's, Mitt Romney's son, dozens of neocons and leftists, children, wives, and husbands are getting altogether billions of dollars of U.S. tax money that's sent there, laundered back. So this $13 billion plus that's going, this $800 million that's going, these billions of dollars that get sent every week now we're hearing about, that's on top of the tens of billions already sent to Ukraine in the last decade since Obama started his big scam in Ukraine.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I'd like to play a soundbite from Daily Mail's reporting on the laptop. Remember, they had independently confirmed it some time ago. And in this video, Hunter Biden is confirming that he actually lost another laptop to Russians, and he talks about how much money he'll make if his dad becomes president. Listen.
think he's the one that built the computer. I think the three of them, the three guys, that were like the whole like group. I did it. It was two guys. No.
So, Alex, while the media was trying to say the laptop was Russian disinformation, there was videos on the laptop where Hunter Biden was admitting that Russians had acquired one of his laptops as well and talking about potential blackmail.
Well, look, that's just him trying to cover himself. We now know exactly what was happening. In fact, when this all came out a year and a half ago, I wouldn't look at the laptop myself because it had so much child porn on it that was confirmed. But the state police, the FBI, yeah. Rudolph Giuliani, they looked at it. Select things that weren't illegal did get released to a lot of folks. But if you expand on that, the real thing that they were doing when you listen to it is him talking about Chinese intelligence and him talking about how he works for the head of Chinese intelligence and how the head of Chinese intelligence has disappeared. And now the FBI is calling his dad, asking about Chinese intelligence. So they have it. They know they're double agents. They took Russian money. They took Ukraine money. They took Chinese money. They're not Chinese agents or Russian agents or Ukrainian agents or Saudi Arabian agents. They are people selling out America as profiteers, the highest bidder. They are the worst type of scum. They're not ideologues that think communist China is better than us. They're not ideologues that think authoritarian Russia is better than us. They literally are there like a vending machine that you put money into, and then you get favors and the sellout of America and American interest. You give the Bidens $10 million, you literally get $1 billion in aid. Same thing with Hillary Clinton and her foundation that raised tens of billions of dollars while she was at the State Department, and we have the emails, the ones she didn't destroy, the ones we were able to get, where they say, okay, how do we talk to her? $1 million. $1 million to talk to Hillary. And then, okay, we want $20 million, and then you'll get what you want from the State Department. All of this is life in prison. In fact, it's worse than that. It's treason. So this is very, very, very serious, and that's why the globalists wanted Biden, because Trump wasn't compromised. Trump wasn't corrupt. You can't buy Trump off. He's straight-up business guy. Okay, so that's why they had to steal the election, get rid of Trump, is because they needed to get this fully compromised individual in and all the other compromised individuals under him so they could do whatever they want.
So, Alex, why is the New York Times now coming out with this story? There's always a reason to it.
Well, the New York Times is getting ready to basically help the system get rid of Biden. He's either going to have a stroke or a heart attack or die or be assassinated. He's only good to them dead or out of office now. He's deteriorated. They can blame all the problems on him of the inflation and the gas prices and the war, and then bring in Kamala Harris, who's an even bigger puppet. And, of course, under that same system, Nancy Pelosi would then be the vice president. And so they just want a cascade of controllable puppets. They'll do whatever they're told. They're totally compromised. That then they can flush once they're done using them.
You know, I do want to talk to you about Ukraine, because back in October, you actually predicted this war. In fact, we have a clip from your show where you were talking about this in October. Let's listen.
But we're looking at a giant war in February right now. Currently, that's the projections with the top people on the earth who claim they're not with the New World Order combo. Is war in February.
How did you know that, Alex? How did you know that then?
Well, I know a lot of people that work at the CIA and all the people that work in Army Special Operations, and they said look for Putin to invade before the end of February, because that's when it thaws and the spring starts to come and the tanks and troops would bog down in that famous Ukrainian black soil that creates so many great crops and is 20% of the world's grain supply. And then I talked to some billionaires I know and some people I know that have attended Bilderberg Group, and they said, yeah, how do you know that? That's super classified information. And then I was able, through another source, to talk to somebody that actually knows one of the richest people in the world. And I said, please ask them if you heard this. And they said, yeah, the stock market's going to go down in late February. Of course, I don't own any stocks because I don't ever want to be accused of insider trading. But I was just told, basically, look for a massive dip in the stock market in February. So I thought I would just go on air and tell everybody that so that, you know, the general public would be able to have tomorrow's news today.
And, Alex, the news today is that Russia is asking the UN Security Council to review documents they say prove the bioweapons lab narrative in Ukraine. Of course, the corporate media have been trying to downplay that, suggest it, again, is disinformation. Do you think Russia has proof of these bioweapons labs?
Well, absolutely. I don't need to listen to Vladimir Putin. I don't need to listen to the Russians because they're like any government. They lie. He said he wasn't going to invade Ukraine. He said he wasn't going to stay there very long once he did, you know. So, but Putin's not an angel. He's not perfect, in my view. But what is reality is our own corporate media in 2003, 4, and 5, when Obama was just a U.S. senator, and then when he was president, he sponsored the bills for over $3 billion to take the old Russian biolabs there that had all these deadly pathogens like Black Plague, anthrax, you name it, and to weaponize them. And they bragged about this in the Washington Post. So on my own show at InfoWars.com Daily, I showed a whole stack of mainstream news articles from 2003, 4, and 5. I showed them the bill that Obama sponsored and got passed as a senator from Illinois. And then I went forward and showed a documentary that's on InfoWars.com right now out of Bulgaria that's in English from 2018 where it shows the bioweapon labs with Peter Daszak working there with the Eco Alliance, creating gain of function and creating gene edited spike proteins used in COVID-19 that were then patented, of course, in 2016 by Moderna. So all of this was already hidden in plain view. Those labs were Soviet. The U.S. took them over. The U.S. continued to weaponize them. That's a fact, like Dallas, Texas being in Northeast Texas, yeah, or D.C., you know, existing. This is real. This is on record. And they want to gaslight us and tell us it doesn't exist. Though the former ambassador and current deputy head of the State Department, Victoria Nuland, came out 2 weeks ago, as you know, and said a week and a half ago, mm-hmm, sorry to interrupt, and said that these labs are real. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Rubio tried to fix that for her, though. So I just want to clarify for our audience. You're saying that Peter Daszak of Eco Health Alliance, who was tied to the Wuhan lab, was also tied to labs in Ukraine.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Now, on this, you talk a lot about the global reset, right? The great reset.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Alex Jones Was Right interview on Frank Speech with Emerald Robinson. And you can go to Frank Speech TV to see the entire interview, Alex Jones and Emerald Robinson, the Alex Jones Was Right interview. We'll be back here, fourth hour host Kate Daly, and then I'm back hosting the War Room in an hour.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.